a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weekend temperatures in the lower 40s. We're halfway there right now. It's 20 downtown.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Live coverage, the vaccines, hope on the horizon on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The coronavirus vaccine is coming soon. Utah ordered its first shipments. And after you get your first shot, you'll also get a COVID vaccine card.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Yeah, Amanda, those vaccination record cards will be issued to everyone who gets the COVID-19 vaccine. The Department of Defense released a photo of it. It's part of the vaccination kit from Operation Warp Speed. Basically, it's to help keep track of the shots because for now, everyone will need two doses at first. And that card will help people know when they need to get their next shot. Now, clinics will also keep track. And the Utah Department of Health has placed their first order for the vaccine, by the way. They expect it to arrive around December 15th. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A number of local bar owners say they're on the verge of going out of business due to a state health order that bans alcohol service after 10 p.m. KSL News Radio's John Wilczek joins us live with the story. John.
Yeah, Tim, around 40 bar owners in Utah have signed a letter sent to Governor Gary Herbert. The letter says the 10 p.m. alcohol cutoff has effectively closed late bars to the public and has made it virtually impossible for the rest of the bar industry, especially in these high transmission areas, to continue to employ their wait staff, security professionals, managers, and, of course, the bartenders.
5 to 6 team members a week either call or come in here and talk to me, my managers, in tears.
That's Kirk Benson, owner of Twist Bar and Grill. He and other signees are hoping the cutoff time will move to 1 a.m., which they say would actually be safer since unregulated gatherings would be less likely to take place. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A Utah teen says her experience testing Pfizer's COVID vaccine was positive. Now her mom is hopeful other people in her family can get it soon as well.
We have a lot of high-risk people in our family, so I want to get that vaccine out as soon as possible.
Jennifer Eager says her daughter only encountered mild side effects after receiving the shots.
KSL's top national story this hour, President Trump and his lawyers say they are not ready to give up their fight to overturn the results of the election.
The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, speaking at the state Senate hearing in Georgia yesterday.
You are the final arbiter of who the electors should be and whether the process is fair or not.
After some Republican members of the committee expressed support for Giuliani's request, a Democrat blasted the claims and pleaded with her colleagues to stop the rhetoric.
We've given it oxygen, and I think that does a disservice to so many Georgians.
That appearance was Giuliani's fourth at a state election hearing in the last week.
ABC's Faith Abube reporting there from Washington.
America's employers scaled back their hiring last month, adding 245,000 jobs to the economy. That's the fewest new jobs added since April and the fifth straight month of slowdowns. Zions Bank senior economist Robert Spendlove joined us as soon as the numbers were announced.
I think what this is showing is we continue to see slowing momentum in our economic recovery. We're past the really tough part in the spring where we lost 22 million jobs, but we're still down about 10 million jobs from where we were a year ago. And we're kind of in this low, kind of this waiting pattern until we start to distribute the vaccine.
Spendlove says retail sales jobs are down right now, which typically those jobs would be in high demand because of the holidays.
Convenience store giant 7-Eleven is using Utah as a test location for a new shopping method. Senior Director Jolly John says the completely touchless method is a response to demand.
It's to allow customers to have a better control over their own experience so they can shop the way they want to shop.
The new method allows customers to select their items and then scan and pay for them on their phones without having to interact with an employee at the cash register.
A West Valley family is getting some new Christmas cheer after their decorations were stolen. Lori Yates says someone wanted to help them after hearing about their story on the news.
He told me that he had the same exact bear that my mother had given me, and I'm extremely grateful. And there are more good people than bad, and it was a bit overwhelming.
Yates says they do not know who took their decorations earlier last week.
First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report. Back to Heather Kelly.
Well, we've got problems around 900 West, 2700 South. Looks like all directions of travel are being diverted due to a possible structure fire. You also still have 900 East shut down as you head south at Fort Union Boulevard. People there are being diverted, but you've got good speeds on the freeways. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com, KSL News Time, 7:05.
A volunteer was severely injured by a tiger at Carol Baskin's Big Cat Rescue in Florida. It's the group highlighted on that Netflix show Tiger King. Fellow workers at the rescue jumped into action to help the woman, and she was rushed to the hospital. Her husband told Florida reporters that her arm was broken in three places, but she is able to move her fingers. She apparently blames herself for the attack and doesn't want the tiger euthanized.
The KSL investigative team continues to pore over thousands of documents released by Salt Lake Police, giving us some new insights into the investigation in the murder of University of Utah student Mackenzie Lueck.
KSL TV's Brittany Glass has more.
Where's she at? Who? You know who. Girl that we've been talking about the whole time. Where is she? Oh, I don't know, man. Seriously.
Detectives' no-nonsense plea with the man who killed 23-year-old University of Utah senior Mackenzie Lueck.
She's 23. She has blonde hair, brown eyes.
And her father's cry for help.
So I don't know if she's lost her phone. She's unable to communicate, but she should have a laptop or something. So just a little concerned, that's all.
Any parent could only hope that concern was simply an overreaction.
We all have a Mackenzie in her life that we care about. And so that's what really makes it personal and kind of hits home.
After Mackenzie went missing in June 2019, officers with the Salt Lake City Police Department worked long hours, nights and weekends dedicated to finding answers for her family.
From the first line guy that took the report, the initial report from dad, to the investigators that worked this case. And I think that just shows the character and compassion that our officers have for the job that they do.
We think she's in danger.
And the community responded too. This 400-page police report reveals hundreds of tips from the public. Everyone checked out.
You never know what may be the key to moving to the next clue in the case.
Although it wouldn't bring Mackenzie home alive, police played a crucial role in convicting the man responsible for her death.
It's good to bring closure to a horrible, horrific case like this.
But how we respond to this tragedy?
You know that that's got to have an impact. It's got to have an impact on the mothers and fathers out there.
Means everything.
We all have to figure out how we go forward from here. The detectives who work the case, the police department, are we doing the right things in order to continue to solve these cases?
Ajayi will spend the rest of his life behind bars. He took a plea deal this fall and was sentenced in October. During that sentence, prosecutors told the court Ajayi just wanted to know what it felt like to kill someone, making this case all the more troubling.
Just hard to hear that.
Yeah, and to hear the actual voices, and particularly for me as a dad, to hear her dad asking for police help and, you know, just doing a well check on her because they hadn't heard from her. But it also shows you, when you listen to those tapes, the professionalism and the calm of those detectives. Because if you're sitting across the table from a guy that you suspect is guilty, and you ask a question like, where is she? Mm-hmm. And he answers, who? Who are you talking about? I mean, keeping your calm and your cool at that point would be really hard. Our thanks to KSL TV's Brittany Glass. 709, right on the button. Let's get a look at how things are doing out there on the roads with Triple Team Traffic. Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And here again is Heather Kelly.
We have got big delays right now on 900 West in between 30th South and 2400 South, both northbound and southbound. Most of the roadway is completely shut down. People diverted in that area due to a structure fire. And then we've also had 900 East closed for almost an hour now. This is heading south right at Fort Union Boulevard in Midvale. Pretty bad crash in that area, but looks like tow trucks are now on the scene. Hopefully that'll reopen in the next 15 or 20 minutes. Eric?
Well, luckily in Salt Lake County, no problems on the freeways. Northbound I-15 looks good, and the 215 belt route's not showing any delays on all sides. Tooele County drivers looking good on SR-36, heading up towards I-80, and no problems in Utah County. Aubrey?
Well, northbound and southbound I-15 in Weber and Davis County looking great right now. Highway 89 in Layton and Fruit Heights area filling in around the stoplights. And also there's pockets of slowing on Highway 89 in North Salt Lake as you make your way in both directions too, probably mostly around the stoplights. Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. Their technicians helped over 60,000 Utah homeowners last year. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. I'm Aubrey Withrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Cold to start off the morning, 18 degrees at 7 a.m. and clear skies. Sunshine at noon, it's up to 37 though. And then 41 at 4, mostly sunny skies. Backs down to 29, pretty cold at 7 p.m. Clear skies. There's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Actually, we've luckily stayed out of the teens so far this morning. Right now, it's 20 downtown.
Coming up in a minute, Moderna says it will begin testing their vaccine on children. More on that in just a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Well, a new study from BYU suggests that alcohol-free hand sanitizers are still effective in fighting COVID-19. Researchers tested four disinfectants, three of which were alcohol-free. Each was effective at stopping the virus within seconds. They say if non-alcohol-based sanitizers become more widely used, it could help resolve problems with some of the supply chains.
A Chinese spacecraft is on its way back to Earth with a collection of moon rocks. The Chinese probe became the country's first and the first ever since the 1970s to collect lunar samples. It picked up about 4 pounds of rocks and dirt from the Ocean of Storms area on the near side of the moon. Those are expected to reach Earth sometime around the middle of this month.
All right, rover.com, didn't know there was such a thing, just released its 2020 list of top names for the dog. It seems dog lovers aren't so big on traditional names, many choosing names that are also popular for human babies. The top three for female dogs, Bella, Luna, and Lucy. For the male dogs, the top picks were Max, Charlie, and Cooper.
Huh.
So when you take your dog to the dog park, if you picked one of these names that's common, and you call for Cooper.
If you yell Max.
15 dogs.
Well, a Utah family has added an unusual item to their annual Christmas display. KSL TV's Andrew Adams has more.
Even with the display here, it's hard to stand out in a pandemic year. Robbie Gower says 60,000 Christmas lights have still struggled to spotlight a good cause. The usual crowds have been a no-go, so Gower's decided to add something. Yes, the monolith. If there is one thing about the otherworldly tower, it undoubtedly has tremendous drawing power.
Nothing says Christmas like a monolith.
Especially Christmas 2020.
The Gowers use their Christmas display to raise funds for various nonprofits each year. That's good.
Trending this hour now on the 7 o'clock report. Boba Fett is trending on Twitter as people watch the newly released episode of The Mandalorian. No spoilers here, but it looks like he shows up in a big way.
Oh, I'm excited for that. A lot of people are also posting about Bath and Body Works. It's apparently Candle Day, and people are filling their online carts.
And if you need something to smile about, today is also National Cookie Day.
Cookie! We love cookie! Nom, nom, nom.
The English word for cookie is derived from the Dutch word cookie. Cookie, spelled K-O-E-K-I-E, meaning little cake. If you want to let us know what your favorite cookie is, be sure to check out our post on the KSL News Radio Facebook page. We're having some fun this morning. You can add your cookie suggestions. For me, the ginger snap, which is one of my favorites, and cinnamon raisin Or oatmeal raisin, I guess, is one.
Oatmeal raisin. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Just starting to think about it. My mother made a peanut butter cookie that was so good. And she'd press her fork into the fork slide in the top so it would make
right.
those little, yeah. Oh, her peanut butter cookies were so good. But then you got to love the chocolate chip cookie.
Is there anything better than a fresh, hot chocolate chip cookie?
No, where they're gooey. And so, we better stop.
Now you've done it. KSL News Time 7:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
UDOT is predicting a huge traffic jam this weekend. All but one northbound lane to I-15 will be closed Sunday afternoon to early Monday morning. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, dozens of restaurants and bar owners are asking the governor to reconsider the 10 p.m. curfew on alcohol sales. It's designed to prevent people from gathering in groups, but the bar owners say it's crushing their businesses.
Third, we're keeping an eye on the drive, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
The big issue is 900 West near 2700 South, all traffic being diverted away from the area due to a structure fire, and 900 East still closed, heading south at Fort Union Boulevard. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today up to 41. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It is 20 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. Disappointing jobs numbers this morning.
The U.S. economy added 245,000 jobs in November, well below the expectations of many economists. The unemployment rate edged down to 6.7%. The numbers reflect what the Labor Department called the continued resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed due to COVID-19. Though the department conceded the pace of improvement has moderated in recent months.
ABC's Aaron Kuturski with so many out of work hope this morning that there may be some movement on Capitol Hill for a second round of stimulus. To Washington and ABC's Alex Prochet.
This compromise bill includes $300 in weekly federal unemployment benefits and $160 billion in state and local aid, something Republicans had been opposing. What's not in the bill is another round of stimulus checks, which financial experts say would ramp up the economy.
Eyes are on Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. So far, he's been backing his own much smaller plan. But McConnell did speak over the phone with Pelosi, and the Republican leader says a compromise is in reach.
The scope of the COVID economic crisis is massive. More than 20 million Americans are now receiving some form of government aid.
This after the deadliest day for America during the pandemic, more than 2,800 deaths Thursday. California dealing with a 1-2 punch.
California reporting another day with close to 19,000 new COVID-19 cases and 113 new deaths from COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. They come as Governor Gavin Newsom has laid out new stay-at-home orders that, if thresholds are met, will mean barbershops, salons, in-restaurant dining, and wineries will have to shut down.
ABC's Alex Stone in L.A. All this while the state battles several wildfires, including the bonfire in Orange County. It's already scorched more than 6,400 acres. In the Bronx, New York, multiple U.S. Marshals injured, a suspect killed in a shootout early this morning. The suspect for the shooting of a Massachusetts state trooper in Cape Cod last month. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Moderna says it will begin testing their vaccine on children. Both Pfizer and Moderna say their vaccines are more than 90% effective in adults, but they're not sure how they will work in children at this point.
ABC News chief medical correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton tells ABC's George Stephanopoulos that vaccines given to children will come later in phases 4 or 5.
Kids are not little adults. That's why there's a specialty called pediatrics. The American Academy of Pediatrics eagerly awaiting data from clinical trials studying children 0 to 10 and in their early adolescence. We have seen Moderna and Pfizer announce they will start looking as young as 12. Some already have, up to 16. It's important to study this group. You can't extrapolate adult data down to children. So it'll be important to start these clinical trials.
So the first adults are going to get the vaccine this month. What's a realistic timeline for kids?
Well, I've asked Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Stephen Hahn of the FDA that very question. They both have said that clinical trials involving the pediatric age group should start imminently, January, February 2021. And then again, you need at least 2 months of safety data in that age group. So by the summer, which is when the phase 4 groups will be rolled out, kids will be in that group and we should have good safety data by that point.
I know whenever my kids get the flu vaccine, they tend to have a stronger reaction than Allie and I do. Will that hold for this vaccine as well, do we think?
We expect it to, George. In terms of the kids and their immune system, it's important for parents to be aware that they do have a more robust immune response. So it is possible they could have more symptoms after the vaccine, symptoms like fever, muscle and joint pain, fatigue. And these may last a little longer than they do in adults. Again, not dangerous, but parents want to plan for that and discuss that with their child's pediatrician.
My boys always had a stronger reaction to the flu vaccine than I did too. They'd, you know, and they whine about it, but whining is not lethal.
My 13-year-old grandson last night, because we were talking, he always asked me about the vaccine, and I think I've shared the story on the air about the day he came up to me, and I was watching some of the news coverage of vaccines, and he said, "That will be the best day of my life."
Yeah, because it means back to normal, or
he wants to. He wants to be first in line, mm-hmm. And has no fear whatsoever of actually getting it done. So. Our thanks to ABC's George Stephanopoulos helping us out with Dr. Jennifer Ashton there on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
7:19 now. Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And back over to you, Heather.
Well, the two big problems remain 900 West at 2700 South, where a structure fire has multiple fire trucks on the scene. And so traffic is being diverted both northbound and southbound on 900 West with lots of smoke being seen in the area. And then we also still have 900 East shut down. Tow trucks are trying to get these cars moved out of the way. But if you're southbound 900 East at Fort Union Boulevard in Midvale, you're going to be diverted there as well. Eric?
No problems on I-15. Utah County looking good from Santa Quinn Payson all the way up through Lehigh, Two Point of the Mountain. Redwood Road also in good shape. Heading north, out in the Wasatch Back, US 40 in good shape. And no real problems getting out to Park City on I-80 this morning. Aubrey?
Well, it looks like we have a crash in West Valley City at 4700 South and 4000 West. I am seeing a little bit of delay going westbound on 4700 South. So just watch out for that if you're in that area. I-15 and throughout Davis and Weber County moving at great speeds. No big delays there. Experience Altitude, a higher level of consumer service with personalized financial guide to help your business grow. Now at Alta Bank, altabank.com. I'm Aubrey Withrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Not much of a change from yesterday in our 7-day forecast. Grant Wayman is back to sort it out.
Highs up to 41 today and a lot of sunshine. 42, mostly sunny tomorrow, and then 44 on Sunday. Also lots of sunshine. Hazy skies and sunshine on Monday with a high up to 45. 44 Tuesday, again, mostly sunny. And we'll keep it going Wednesday. Sunshine, 43. More clouds on Thursday and 42. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's cold this morning, 20 degrees. Our coverage throughout the day and the week on the vaccines, hope on the horizon, is covered by Cigna.
And you've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time now, 7:22.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. To support Utah companies as they compete and win internationally, World Trade Center Utah is launching Global Business Services. This new initiative will support companies new to global expansion and seasoned pros looking to expand into new markets. Aaron Starks, Vice President of Global Business Services, is here to tell us more.
The launch of these services is both exciting and timely. This is a critical moment for Utah's economy. We know that businesses exporting goods and services are more likely to not only survive, but thrive during times of uncertainty. The data has been clear on that for years. Our primary goal is to accelerate growth for Utah companies by helping them increase sales and attract foreign investment. Any business can walk through our doors and receive a free consultation. Let us assess your readiness, risk tolerance, and capabilities so you can feel confident jumping into a new market. Just choosing a new market is a decision that deserves quality time and research. From there, we can provide a company with many of the services they may need, including B2B matchmaking, website development, translation, legal and tax compliance, freight forwarding, etc. 95% of consumers live outside of the United States. We couldn't be more excited to help our companies compete and win globally. Thank you.
World Trade Center Utah is a strong partner for businesses looking to mitigate the economic effects of COVID-19 through global engagement. You can learn more by visiting their website. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
When you need affordable health care for all ages and stages, lean on Molina Healthcare. Molina has 40 years of experience caring for moms, kids, and families across the U.S.
Molina provides 24/7 virtual care, plan options with low copays, quality network of providers and hospitals, mobile applications for mobile people, preventive care services, and more, all at no cost. For affordable, quality health care, choose Molina. Go to choosemolina.com for details and to see if you qualify.
For affordable, quality health care, choose Molina. Go to molina.com for more information.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and it's a real pleasure to be able to tell you about Stedman's. This is where my son Ian bought his four-wheeler. That was last November. This is where Dee and I bought our Polaris side-by-side just in the last couple of months. You know, the Stedman's, they've been serving Utah for over 50 years, and riding, it's part of the Stedman DNA. And you can enjoy your recreational vehicles year-round here in the state of Utah. They have the largest selection of Honda, Polaris, Yamaha, Beta machines. It's easy to get the perfect machine that will fit your needs. ATVs, side-by-sides, dirt bikes, street bikes. They have a great service department for the tune-ups, new tires, accessories, whatever you need. It was Bruce and Nolan that sold their very first motorcycle back in the 1960s. That was when I was doing radio out in Tooele years ago. And now the boys, Russ, Dave, and Kirk, son-in-law, Greg, they are all there. When you go into Stedman's, you're going to be working with the owners. You're going to love the experience. Stedman's in Tooele.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Prospects for a pandemic relief package appear one step closer this morning as Republicans appear to warm to a compromise on a $908 billion package that would include Democrat leaders' demands for a broader measure to fund government operations. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has not yet publicly thrown his support behind the plan.
Amazon's chief executive getting pressure from 400 politicians worldwide to pay workers more. A letter signed by U.S. Representatives Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, along with the vice president of the European Parliament and officials from France, Greece, and Turkey, are urging billionaire Jeff Bezos to up worker pay and commit to zero emissions by the year 2030.
Boy, I was also reading about them this morning. What was it? Give me 2 seconds, Tim. Here it is. Workers at an Amazon warehouse in Alabama are seeking to form a union. Did you see that?
No.
They're setting up a potential battle in a strong anti-union state, Alabama, with a company that has opposed unionization efforts, as you might imagine. But employees filed a petition last month with the National Labor Relations Board saying they want to hold an election about forming a union with collective bargaining power for the workers at the warehouse in Bessemer. So Jeff Bezos is getting pressure for higher wages all over the place.
Well, when you look at his worth and the amount of money that has rolled in since the pandemic began,
give me
Amazon,
a break. I mean, the average
crazy stuff.
The average pay is $15.30.
Yeah,
I shouldn't go on and on.
Yeah, well, and we're trying to raise the minimum wage to $15 everywhere else,
right,
around the country. Oh, and just a follow up to a story yesterday, to a waitress that was stiffed by her restaurant. Remember this one? A generous customer had left a $2,000 tip, is going to get her tip after all. Red Hook Seafood and Bar in San Antonio claimed that the customer's credit card transaction didn't go through, but they've decided to go ahead and cut her a check for the full $2,000 plus the initial cost of the customer's bill, which was $69.
I love that, too. Let's get a look at your money. The Dow futures up 109. That's 0.3%. S&P futures up 9. And the Nasdaq futures up 18.7.
We hope you don't forget about our friends at ARUP Blood Services. We know this is a busy time of year for you, you know, trying to get through the holidays with all your other responsibilities and the kids' distance learning and everything that's going on. But, boy, it's important, Amanda, not to forget about the crunch that the hospitals are going through right now. And even during the holidays, maybe even more so, with more people on the roads and tough driving conditions, they need that blood supply to stay steady.
This won't cost you a dime. It is absolutely free for you to donate blood. It just takes a little bit of your time. They need all blood types, but especially O positive. So if you happen to know that you have O positive, or your husband does, or your adult kids, can you nudge them toward ARUP today? They have two locations, and it's truly in a crisis situation that they need your blood. That's why we're asking. That's why you're hearing about it from us.
Yeah.
They need your blood today.
Can you think of a better gift to give someone than the gift of life, which really takes so little from you? In 30 minutes, you can get it all done. Amanda mentioned there's two locations. They are the sole provider, by the way, of University of Utah, the Huntsman Center, and Shriners. So go to utahblood.org. to find out more, or call them at 801-584-5272. 729 means Triple Team Traffic, sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. As Fridays usually go, it's been quiet this morning. Let's check in here with Heather Kelly.
Well, if you're on a freeway, it's been pretty quiet. Coming out of Tooele County, I-80 and the 201 freeway are at speed coming into downtown Salt Lake. Unfortunately, if you're on a city street, not so much. We still have 900 West closed in both directions at 2700 South due to a structure fire. 900 East also closed, heading south of Fort Union Boulevard, but looks like they're about to reopen that hopefully soon. All the cars are loaded up on the tow trucks. They're just trying to clean debris up right now. Eric?
It looks good on Utah County's freeways as well. No problems from Provo to Point of the Mountain. In fact, if you continue northbound through Draper and Sandy all the way to downtown Salt Lake City, no troubles in the way of accidents or delays on the freeway. Heading out to Park City, no problems on I-80 or out to Heber City. US 189 looks good through Provo Canyon. Aubrey?
Well, we do still have a little crash in West Valley at the intersection of 4700 South and 4000 West. If you're traveling southbound on 4000 West, you're going to have a little bit of delays there at that intersection. I-15 in Weber and Davis County, both moving at freeway speeds. It's about a 15-minute drive from Kaysville to downtown right now. From the Durden's family to yours, thank you for shopping local. Durden's Appliance and Mattress on 5th South and Bountiful. Brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Aubrey Withrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's get a look at those temperatures for today, Grant.
Well, high is going to reach 41 today with lots of sunshine and more of the same tomorrow. 42, hazy sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
It's 20 degrees.
Still have closures on your city streets in the Salt Lake Valley. I'm Heather Kelly.
It's our top story this half hour. UDOT trying to warn all of you, you may want to stay away from northbound I-15 in parts of Davis County Sunday afternoon. They have to make some serious lane restrictions, which will likely grind traffic to a halt. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the details.
Traffic is usually light on Sundays, but anytime they restrict I-15 to one lane, UDOT can guarantee big delays.
In the Clearfield area on Sunday, we could see delays of up to a half hour or even more.
Spokesman John Gleason says all but one northbound lane will be closed off starting Sunday afternoon until early Monday morning between Clearfield and Riverdale Road. They have to take out a lane split before the winter.
That allows our plows to come through the area and make sure that the roads are safe and clear for people to drive on.
And if you think you'll save time by using Highway 89, think again. They'll have restrictions on that road between Kaysville and Fruit Heights. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The Utah State Board of Education is considering sending a $5 billion request to the legislature to help expand broadband access for students learning at home.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details. John.
Yeah, Tim, a full return to in-person learning in Utah public schools may still be a ways away, which has the State Board of Education looking to sustain a program that was initially funded by the CARES Act. According to the Salt Lake City School District, federal support distributed to the school district enabled it to purchase hundreds of personal hotspots to then give to students. Yesterday, the school board voted to support a request to the legislature, which asks for $5 million in one-time money to continue their broadband efforts, and then another $350,000, which would be for ongoing funding. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President-elect Biden plans to ask the nation to wear a mask for at least 3 months in order to end the out-of-control rise in COVID cases and deaths. ABC's Andy Field has details from Washington.
President-elect Biden says he's not even waiting till he walks into the White House, telling CNN at his inaugural, he'll ask Americans to mask up.
It's 100 days. To mask, not forever, 100 days. And I think we'll see a significant reduction.
A contrast from President Trump, who rarely wears one, and at one point said those wearing masks did so to make him look bad politically. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Nearly 30 human smuggling victims were rescued from a home in southwest Houston. Police responded to that house after a man ran down the street yelling that he had been kidnapped. Police have arrested three people who they believe may have been hired to smuggle people into the country. Investigators say most of the victims are from Mexico, El Salvador, Cuba, and Honduras.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. Things need to change if we want a white Christmas.
Wow, lack of stormy weather here. We told you earlier that we do average over a foot of snow at the airport in the month of December. And as we kind of look at the 70 forecast here, yeah, we are not seeing it here. So it was looking like in about a week's time, we could see a storm moving in, like, say, Friday of next week. So we'll keep watching that for you.
Grant says we'll have highs in the mid-40s this weekend, but drop into the lower 40s by next week.
It's time for our daily installment of As the Monolith Turns. Utah has a new one, only this one is designed to help raise money for charity. Robbie Gower says they use their annual Christmas light display to help charities, but when they weren't getting many visitors, they decided to add a replica of the Utah monolith in their yard.
Just want to give back and do something positive with it, do something good with it. The one foundation we help with is the Mascot Miracles Foundation.
And you know what? The Mary monolith is working.
Yes.
Gower says traffic has picked up significantly as word of the monolith has spread.
BYU suddenly picked up a football game in South Carolina, which means the equipment truck has had to book it across the country, and they are gathering fans along the way. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, BYU got that semi-truck rolling before they had the game officially confirmed against Coastal Carolina because it can take up to 40 hours to drive there. Those drivers, Hal and Feely, are taking turns and taking pictures along the way, video as well, including when they got to South Carolina early this morning with just a couple more hours to go.
Time to trade drivers. I've driven throughout the night, and Feely's got a good night's sleep. So he's in the driver's seat, and I'm getting ready to crawl in the sleeper.
Now, fans have met them on the way or honked and waved. That huge truck carries all the helmets, pads, jerseys, and more. The team, meanwhile, we see on Twitter, is loading up to get on the plane. Kickoff is set for 3:30 tomorrow here on KSL News Radio. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Yeah, it's hard to miss that truck going down the road, too. I'll tell you, with that giant BYU logo wrapped on the side. Coming up on KSL, a well-known convenience store chain is testing out new contactless payment methods here in Utah.
And Triple Team Traffic.
900 East heading south at Fort Union is now open. We still have a closure on 900 West at 2700 South. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 735.
BYU, Coastal Carolina. To Wake, completion, touchdown, Cougars! Saturday at noon on Utah's legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Hi, Doug Wright, and I've got the good news and the bad news scenario for you. First of all, let's deal with the good news. We all need good news. And the 30 days of Black Friday continue at your IntelliBed store. This great, great deal can't last forever. And right now, when you purchase a King or Queen IntelliBed from their Signature or Legacy collections, well, you'll get a free adjustable base, and that can be valued up to $1,800. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is we're more than halfway through the sale. So you don't want to put this off. You don't want to miss this sale. Get the perfect comfort that you want without compromise. This is the bed that we have in our home and have had for years and years. As a matter of fact, we even have an IntelliBed in our guest bedroom. The 30 days of Black Friday. Don't miss it. Visit your IntelliBed store. They're waiting for you at Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, and Riverdale next to the Olive Garden. That's IntelliBed.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
Well, a nationwide convenience store chain is testing out new payment systems where you pay for all your items with your phone rather than stopping at a cashier.
KSL TV's Matt Gephardt with Round one of the test stores here in Utah, and he gave it a try.
It's the latest adaptations as we Americans try to figure out ways to shop without actually having to talk to anybody or touch anything during this global pandemic.
How are you guys today?
Convenience store giant 7-Eleven is trying out something new. Mobile checkout. And they have chosen Utah to be a part of the rollout. I took it for a spin. Scan what you want to buy using your phone. Pay with your phone, then hold your phone up next to this cube when you exit so that the folks who work here know that you actually paid.
Thank you.
It is not rocket science technology, but it does work as advertised, and it is certainly contactless.
It's to allow customers to have a better control over their own experience so they can shop the way they want to shop.
7-Eleven's Jolly John says that ever since the pandemic, customers have been clamoring for a way to get their morning cup of coffee without having to interact with cashiers, touch that credit card terminal, or wait in line with other customers.
It was already in the works prior to the pandemic. Timing has worked out.
And you know, it is not just 7-Eleven that is looking for ways to adapt. Study after study has shown that consumers are looking for ways to do business with companies without having to interact with people or touch anything. But another study found that a lot of consumers have a way to do that right now in their wallets, and they just don't know about it. According to the survey from CompareCards.com, nearly half of Americans do not recognize this symbol. If you're among them, it means touchless payment. And if it is on the back of your credit card, it means that you can use your card simply by holding it near a credit card machine, just as long as the machine also has the symbol.
You don't have to hand that card to anybody. You don't even necessarily have to touch the terminal.
And you know, just because your credit card doesn't have touchless technology, if your credit card doesn't have touchless technology, you can always load that into your mobile wallet. Most of these kiosks that take those touchless cards also take mobile wallets. You can just hold your phone right up there and pay that way.
Sounds like fun to me. 7:39, let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Heather?
We have a crash on 4700 South, 4000 West in West Valley, and this is affecting traffic in all directions. We have several police cars on the scene, so they're blocking some of the lanes of travel. Be prepared for delays or possibly to be rerouted. And then 900 West also remains closed at 2700 South as crews are still battling a structure fire in that area. But good news, 900 East is now open at Fort Union Boulevard. Eric?
And you're rolling along at normal speeds northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County. We do have some southbound slowdowns approaching 7200 South down Utah County. I-15 in good shape and no problems on Redwood Road heading out of Saratoga Springs. Aubrey.
Well, no problems on I-15, Weber, or Davis County. If you are traveling on Harrison Boulevard, it's a little bit slow in Ogden around Weber State and Ogden High. Also, if you're on Main Street in Kaysville, it's getting a little bit slow as well. See the Forgotten Carols on the big screen in movie theaters now. Continue your family tradition at a fraction of the cost. Enjoy Michael McLean's Forgotten Carols movie. Tickets at ForgottenCarols.com. I'm Aubrey Withrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Grant's back now with a look at an air quality report that, with all this sunshine and no storms, really is getting a bit hazy. Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, with the high pressure sticking around here through the weekend into next week, it is likely that we're going to see air quality levels getting pretty bad as we go really through the weekend and especially into next week. Each day in this kind of situation tends to get a little worse. So we'll expect those air quality levels to get quite a bit worse, I would say, especially getting into Sunday afternoon and into the first few days of next week. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 20 downtown.
The test to become a U.S. citizen just got really hard. More on that with Jim Ryan in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks again for letting us help start your morning. Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. We've been talking about vaccinations, obviously, for a while here when it comes to the pandemic, but I've got a shot in the arm for you of a little Christmas spirit with our friends at Western Nut. I cannot think, Amanda, of a better way. Now, they're offering curbside pickup this year,
yeah.
But you know, because there are people that are used to that by now, of course, but also like the fact that you could order on the phone and then just swing by. They've got it set up so you can pick up your order in a touchless experience. But boy, the opportunity to go to their flagship store and just soak in the atmosphere and take the smells and get a little taste treat along the way while you're shopping, I think is unbeatable.
I do love that store downtown at 434 South on 300 West. But you know what I did this year is I ordered online at westernnut.com, and I was going to do the curbside, you know, just pull up and call them and have them bring them out. But then I decided to go in because I was there and I couldn't resist it. You can have them ship it, though. If you want to have them ship it to you or ship it, you know, maybe you're shipping it out of state, you can have them do that because they wrap, which I just love. They wrap the boxes you choose, or maybe you choose gift baskets. So if you're doing neighbor gifts, or you're doing gifts for, you know, you're picking out the gifts for clients, corporate gifts, there's nothing better than sending Western Nut.
And if you have somebody on your gift list that likes cashews, take my advice. Try the chili lime or the garlic pepper.
Oh, so good.
So good. And available for you in many ways right now with our friends at Western Nut Company. Remember, you can do it all online at westernnutwithonen.com.
2020 has been a year to remember, and this holiday season is a vivid reminder of all we have and continue to experience. Cigna Healthcare wants to remind you that although this holiday season may look different, you can and will get through it. Acknowledge and talk about your feelings, and remind yourself that you've overcome difficulties before. Plan ahead while taking into account your specific situation and comfort level. Be flexible and expect the unexpected. Honor your traditions, whether it's trimming a tree, lighting a menorah, fasting, or reenacting the nativity. And remember that traditions are powerful anchors to what makes life meaningful. Consider forming new traditions that can serve as a reminder of how you've risen to the challenges of this year. Lastly, give yourself time to rest, renew, and make memories with your closest loved ones. Cigna wishes you and your family a safe and happy holiday season. For more about thriving during the holidays, visit Cigna.com.
Backed by popular demand, Century Lighting will reopen for 1 week only, December 14th through 21st, then be permanently closed. Save 60% off all items in stock. Visit Century Lighting in Ogden today.
The pounding timpani, the clank of the dumbbells, the wail of the brass, the screaming of muscles, the raging tempo, the racing heartbeat, the crescendo of strings, the roar after a new personal record. No matter where you are, the symphony belongs there, which is why the Utah Symphony now has on-demand streaming. Visit utahsymphony.org for our full calendar of events. Coming up in December, a virtual Messiah sing-in is streaming through USUO on demand. A global pandemic can't stop our yearly holiday tradition. Sing from the comfort of your home as you join the Utah Symphony and Utah Opera resident artists and chorus to celebrate the Christmas season. Or join us as jazz star and crooner Tony Desserre brings us A Merry Little Christmas. Get your tickets now before they sell out. Visit utahsymphony.org to see our full calendar of streaming events.
Enjoy a reimagined season from the Utah Symphony and Utah Opera with USUO on demand.
Just a quick reminder again that the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line is waiting. If you want to be a part of the conversation this morning, it's always great to know you're there at 57500. KSL News Time, 7:46. The three things you need to know this hour. First, UDOT says expect big delays this Sunday on northbound I-15 in Davis County. All lanes except one will be closed as they change some lane splits.
Second, BYU football's equipment truck has become an internet sensation as it books across the country before Saturday's game against Coastal Carolina. The truck has been driving almost nonstop since it left Provo Wednesday night.
Third, a quick look at the drive brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
Well, the freeways are where you want to be. They're all moving at speed, but you have delays on 4700 South at 4000 West due to a crash, and 9000 West is closed at 2700 South due to a fire. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today up to 41. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
20 downtown.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The test to become a U.S. citizen is now longer and some say more difficult.
ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan joined us this morning talking about the changes to the test.
The survey was done in 2018. It showed that about one in three Americans could pass the multiple choice test as it was back then. It's been changed now to become a little bit more difficult. It's more nuanced. The language is different. And critics say that it also makes it more difficult to pass for non-English speakers. Why is this being done? Well, the administration says that it wants to make sure that America's newest citizens are familiar with its government and how that works and the traditions of the country. Critics are saying that it's simply an attempt for the administration to, again, come down hard on not just illegal, but legal immigration as President Trump heads out the door. So we've got these two sides working on this and the test taking effect. Now, Joe Biden, after he's sworn in, could, of course, change this. He could reverse it, go back to the old test. But in the meantime, it's a little more difficult to become an American citizen.
Yeah, I just noticed that they have doubled the number of live questions that have to be answered beside the ones on the written page. But there's also some talk about the politicization of some of these questions, like why did the United States enter the Korean War? Why did the United States enter the Vietnam War? Those are tough ones to answer for anybody.
Well, sure, and they can't be done in just one question, or if it's not a multiple choice kind of thing. And so, yeah, you're right. And there are complaints that that's the politicization of this entire test. The other thing, whom does a member of the House of Representatives represent? Is it people living in that state? Is it people living in their congressional district, citizens of the congressional district, or their political party? Well, the correct answer in this one is citizens in their congressional district. Previously, people living in that congressional district was the right answer. I think, again, it's kind of a reference to, at least what the president is saying should be a right reserved to citizens of the country.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, little nuances like that and would make, I would think, I mean, put yourself in that position would make you as a person trying to gain citizenship a little uncomfortable that you're actually defining yourself at that moment.
Right.
Right. And also acknowledging perhaps that even before you take that test, you aren't entitled to congressional representation in Washington. So, yeah, you're right. It's intended, I think, if not intentionally, then at least by default to make reference to citizens versus people who are simply living in the country. We see the same kind of debate with the census going on right now.
Mm. Thank you, Jim. Jim Ryan with us for the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
7:49 means triple team traffic, brought to you by Mount America's Visa Triple Rewards. And if you're making your way in, let's see what's ahead with Heather Kelly.
Well, if you're trying to get to a freeway, you could have some issues on city streets. First, on Bangor Highway heading north toward the 201 freeway, that has your typical congestion right now, as well as 5600 West. And then 900 West shut down still at 2700 South due to a structure fire. And we also are dealing with a crash on 4700 South at 4000 West. It's right in the middle of the intersection with multiple police vehicles on the scene, and that is causing delays in all directions in West Valley City. Eric?
Here's the good part in Salt Lake County. No problems northbound I-15 from Point of the Mountains to downtown. Over on the 215 eastbound, northbounders are having a good drive too. Just have a little bit of congestion over on Foothill Drive at a couple of intersections if you're heading up to the university. Down Utah County, I-15 northbound and southbound without problems. Aubrey?
Well, things are looking pretty good in Weber and Davis County as well, especially on I-15. It's moving at great speeds. It is a little bit slow on Highway 89 around the stoplights, especially Cherry Lane, and also Highway 89 through South Ogden and Washington Terrace has a few pockets of slowing there as well. Don't miss Ogden's Flooring and Design Christmas Sale. You'll find low prices on carpet, laminate, countertops, and more. Have the family gather around stunning countertops this Christmas. Visit ogdensflooring.com. I'm Aubrey Withrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast sponsored by Superior Water and Air.
Highs up to 41 today and a lot of sunshine. 42, mostly sunny tomorrow, and then 44 on Sunday. Also lots of sunshine. Hazy skies and sunshine on Monday with the high up to 45. 44 Tuesday, again, mostly sunny. And we'll keep it going Wednesday, sunshine 43. More clouds on Thursday and 42. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 20 downtown.
Hey, let's talk about something that will be a great gift to yourself and make you feel like $1 million, like getting your carpet clean just in time for the holidays. Not as many of us, I guess, Amanda, are going to have family or planning on having big family over, but boy, it's a nice way to start a new year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it feels good to have traditions. And one of my traditions is I have the carpets cleaned right before the holiday so that the rug, I want the carpet around the tree to look good. I want the family room to look good. I just want the house to feel as clean and crisp as it can. So I call Zero Res and I have them come out, especially because they have this wonderful special going on right now.
They do have a great deal going on right now, and that is $33 per room, plus you get the fourth room absolutely free. And it comes with a 30-day gotta-love-it guarantee, which is something you gotta love, right? If you've got pets, if you've got kids, if you've got family that are coming for the holidays, you want to get off to a great start. And let our friends at Zero Res come take care of it. Because your carpet, time is, of course, a factor this time of year. But your carpet's going to dry quicker. It's going to stay clean longer. And that's what you're paying for.
Whether it's carpets or tile floors or upholstery, even in the office, too, nobody cleans like Zero Res. Go ahead.
Call them at 801-288-ZERO or look them up online at Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
And it's
go ahead, Amanda.
It is time now for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.
I've never met a mafioso. I think that's what you call a person who's in the mafia. I'm from New Jersey, and over the years, I'd hear whispers. You know that guy around the corner? He's in the mob. There was one kid in eighth grade. He used to brag that his uncle was in the mafia. Oh, yeah. I don't know what happened to that kid. He's probably under the goalpost of MetLife Stadium for talking too much. By the way, that's how you make a body disappear. Old days, they supposedly put a victim in wet concrete of a building foundation, and you're never finding that fellow. I'm sorry, is this kind of dark? The reason I mention all this is the fresh concern the mob is going to muscle its way into the vaccine business. Interpol has issued a warning to its 194 member nations that organized crime networks will try to get a hold of the vaccine. If you could imagine, hey, tell the guy in the truck to take a long lunch, right? We boost his rig, bada bing, bada boom, next thing you know, COVID shots to the highest bidder off the back of a truck. It's possible. Look, the average Utah says they'd pay $429 to jump to the front of the vaccine line. This vaccine is liquid gold. There's money there. But there's also risk. Interpol says organized crime networks might sell counterfeit vaccine, sugar water, to shady doctors. I'm just saying. You've been warned. You know? I'm not saying. I'm just saying. You understand what I'm saying?
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank, and just time for us to see how the markets are faring this morning. The Dow still in the green by 111 points and above that 30,000 mark. The S&P is up 16, the NASDAQ up 41.
It is time now for Cougar Tracks, and here is Mitch Harper, sponsored by Economics Partners.
BYU football is back in action this weekend when they take on undefeated Coastal Carolina. ESPN's College Game Day will be on location for the Battle of the Unbeatens. BYU Athletic Director Tom Holmoe was grateful for Coastal Carolina to let this game come to fruition.
Thanks to the Sun Belt Conference and to Coastal Carolina, who said, let's go. You know, they didn't have to play that game. No way they had to play that game. There's a lot of struggles and trials to try to put together a game like that. And we couldn't have done it without them. And I've said this all along, all season long. It takes two to tango. And we're just grateful that the Sun Belt and Coastal said, yes, let's go.
BYU and Coastal Carolina will kick off Saturday at 3:30 p.m. with pregame coverage starting at noon with myself and Matt Biamonte here on KSL. For more coverage, download the KSL Sports app. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Brought to you by Economics Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. Need a business valuation? Contact econpartners.com.
When it comes to business valuation, no one is better than Economics Partners. One of the country's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firms is actually right here in Utah. Trusted by many top growth, small and mid-sized private companies from Boston to Austin, from Silicon Slopes to Silicon Valley. Business valuations to strategic consulting to mergers and acquisitions. Economics Partners has helped everyone from billion-dollar companies to barbershops. Whether you need help valuing your business for tax, estate planning, financial reporting, or strategic reasons, Economic Partners are the best at what they do. Run by BYU MBAs who are diehard Cougar fans, just like any great team, Economics Partners understands the importance of great communication and the pursuit of excellence. For your business valuation, acquisition, or sale, your decision should be Economics Partners. Go to econpartners.com to learn more. Econpartners.com. And go Cougs!
When you have a medical emergency, you can be confident choosing the ER at Mountain West Medical Center. you'll find an accredited chest pain center for heart attack symptoms, a level 4 trauma center, and specialists in general surgery and orthopedics, plus our 30-minute pledge. Emergencies can't wait. Mountain West Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you. Call 911 for medical emergencies. Specialists are employed and independent members of the medical staff.
Shopping for a new home? Deseret First Credit Union still has historic rates. Visit them at dfcu.com.
If it's a difficult time, it's also a time to remember others, especially the kids at Primary Children's Hospital. This year, join the Festival of Trees online. See the trees and contribute to the best child hospital care in the West. It's live now. So click the Festival of Trees at kslnewsradio.com.
KSL News time is 7:59. Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Back to you, Heather.
Well, things are looking really good through most of the Salt Lake Valley. Northbound I-15 at speed into downtown Salt Lake. Teeny bit of congestion out in Tooele County on SR-36 trying to get onto I-80. The biggest issue is still 900 West. It's closed both directions at 2700 South. Eric?
And the southbound congestion that we had earlier on I-15 in this pale, 7200 South, that seems to have been cleared up. No accidents, apparently. I-15 is looking good on the northbound side. No problems, really, from Provo all the way to downtown Salt Lake. Aubrey?
Well, if you're on Highway 89 in Layton and Fruit Heights right now, you are going to see some slowdowns around the stoplights. If you're on Legacy Parkway, that's moving great. And same with I-15, Weber and Davis County, moving at great speeds. Christmas is anything but merry when Callie discovers an ornately carved wooden Santa box that helps her rediscover the true magic and meaning of Christmas. The Santa Box, DVD at Deseret Book and Siegel Book. I'm Aubrey Withrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hazy sunshine again today. No chance of any precipitation to help clear things out. We'll reach a high later of 41 degrees downtown.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.